Microsoft's new CEO has been making changes to the company. Todd Bishop is co-founder of the website GeekWire. He joins us for our regular tech check-in. Good to see you again.
Great to see you, Steve.
What has Satya Nadella been doing?
Well, a series of changes at the top of the company and the executive ranks. Tony Bates, who came to the company with Skype, is departing. He was considered a CEO candidate and was reportedly opposed to the Nokia acquisition that Microsoft is about to complete here momentarily, and he's out the door. In the marketing ranks, it's another interesting one. Tammy Reller, a longtime Windows executive, Windows marketing and finance executive, who had been running Microsoft's marketing, is out the door. Mark Penn, who will be very familiar to people who follow politics, longtime political operative, and responsible for a campaign known as Scroogled that Microsoft has been pursuing. And if you hear me saying longtime Microsoft executive a lot in that description, it's telling because even though Satya Nadella is making changes and some people are leaving, you're seeing a lot of the old guard stick around, so far at least, under his watch.
So tell me what that means.
Well, it means that I think there are more changes to come. I think that Microsoft does need some new blood, and I do believe Satya Nadella recognizes that. All of the answers are not inside the company, and eventually I think some of these people will be replaced with outsiders, people who can come in and potentially shake things up.
So first, just on that Bates question.
Yes.
Bates, Skype, a new company, a new idea, kind of revolutionary. I was surprised that he was leaving. Was he forced out?
I don't know if he was forced out. I think when he did not win the CEO sweepstakes and did not become Microsoft's next leader, I think the writing was on the wall to some extent. Tony Bates was mentioned consistently as a CEO candidate. It's hard to work for somebody who wins that job over you. And so I think that's one reality of that situation. This may have been more of a mutual parting than it was him being pushed out.
I see. Now, Mark Penn, the press on Mark Penn, beyond that Scroogled campaign, which is where they compare Bing to Google, right?
That's right.
He's been considered a very tough political operative in the Washington, D.C. politics. What's he bring to Microsoft?
Well, he's been at Microsoft for a few years now. He was a former classmate of Steve Ballmer, which is one reason why he came in the first place. He brings a bite, for sure. He brings that political bite. And he's also someone who is very divisive inside of Microsoft. There are people who like what he does, and there are people who really feel that even if it is effective, ultimately, in changing some of the perceptions around Bing, for example, Microsoft's search engine, that it just is not becoming of a high-class technology company, some of the tactics that they use and the caricatures that they draw in essentially labeling Google as a bad actor.
Yeah. Well, Microsoft was not known for being a very pleasant company in years past. Is this a return to its roots?
You know, in some ways you might say maybe Mark Penn has some of Bill Gates's old DNA in him, you know, just super competitive, very willing to go after competitors. The thing that that happened in the early days, though, was Microsoft was able to do that based on, you know, the quality of its business position versus the quality of its marketing message. And I think that people would prefer that Microsoft had high quality products and a high quality business strategy and was able to succeed in that way, people inside the company.
So we have Penn with this sort of particular approach to talking about things and his advertising. We have Bates leaving. What do we know about the direction Nadella wants to take the company from these actions?
Yeah, it seems that he is very much expanding upon and still implementing the vision that Steve Ballmer set in place. This whole idea of Microsoft moving from being just a software company to being a devices and services company, where it has a series of cloud services, you know, Bing, Xbox Live, Office 365, software delivered online that are best on Microsoft's tablets and devices and smartphones. And that really is where he's pushing. I think what you're going to see Satya Nadella do, though, is focus a little bit more than Ballmer did on the enterprise area. In other words, providing those devices and services to companies, not just to consumers.
Steve Ballmer's been talking to the press since his departure. Reporters have been asking what his biggest regret is. What's he been saying?
He's been saying not getting Microsoft into the smartphone business sooner. That is one of his biggest regrets. And obviously that sort of goes without saying. You know, Microsoft was early in mobile phones and really allowed Apple to come in and define the smartphone era. And that was that has become by far Satya Nadella's biggest challenge right now.
Well, that's Steve Ballmer talking. What should Steve Ballmer be saying his biggest regret should be?
Certainly that was one. I think another big regret that Ballmer should have is not properly grooming his successor. I think the process that you saw Microsoft go through over the past 6-8 months has been very difficult for people inside the company. And almost as much as Microsoft being behind in mobile, Microsoft being behind in leadership and now having to basically start Satya Nadella going with a 6-month delay here, as opposed to actually having somebody lined up to come in and really take over that job.
How's Bill Gates doing in all this? He's right there.
He is right there. You know, he's no longer the chairman of the company, but he is acting at least a third of his time is an advisory role. No reports yet of any screaming at the product groups, but I'm sure we'll get them soon.
And Todd Bishop will get them because he is co-founder of the website GeekWire. He joins us for a regular tech check-in every other week. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Steve.
This is The Record.